I think that the common thread is that the kind of answer that John Lennon would give is in that, like, if you lived in Roman times, you'd live in Rome, right? Like, this is the center of the world, and it's tough not to be here. But all of us came through our own kind of directions. Like, Gabe graduated from the University of Wisconsin, and was like, I want to move to New York, and I want to start a series of restaurants. And so then, once I got here, Gabriel had just opened Joseph Leonard, and he was like, you know, I want to keep my Wisconsinites close to home, and so he offered me a job. Joseph Leonard is actually the third restaurant that Gabriel opened in New York. It wasn't until Joseph Leonard started that the Wisconsin thing really developed, and that's because he hired three sisters that all were from northern Wisconsin, the Steger sisters, and he hired Matt Kebekus, who was from Madison, and then I'm from Wausau. So pretty much the whole staff was from Wisconsin. And then I was maitre d'ing, so like 5 to 6 nights a week, I was working the front door, and I have a tattoo of Wisconsin on my forearm. Every night, I'd be shaking hands with people, and they're like, you guys are so nice, where are you from? And I'm like, well, we're from Wisconsin, that's like what we do. And then there's another bar down the street, which we don't own, but it's a Wisconsin bar called Kettle of Fish. The West Village is kind of a unique part of New York in that it's built to a human scale. A lot of the buildings in this area are maybe 5 or 6 stories as opposed to like giant monolith buildings. So the people that live here all feel like they're in part of a neighborhood. Rebranding, you know, the West Village as Little Wisco, I think, is kind of endemic of the idea that other places bring culture to New York City. And so we've brought our culture, and New York City thrives on other people bringing culture to the city itself. Yeah, and all these restaurants have kind of grown out of a bunch of great restaurants in Madison that, like, you know, is a generation older than us. And we work for all those people, and now we're, like, you know, developing ideas that we were imparted with in Wisconsin. So I think it's fun.
Yeah. I'm never homesick. I live above the biggest Packer bar in the city. And every time I feel I miss, you know, my cousins and my family and my good friends back home, I walk a couple steps and it feels like I'm in a basement in Fond du Lac.
The Wisconsin charms kind of come out slowly. We've got the Blue Book kind of stacked in with some other books over there, like Walt Whitman.
Adam has a Wisconsin tattoo on under his sleeve. I have a badger claw necklace. I have a Wisconsin wallet. And so it's kind of masked a little bit, you know. We're proud of where we come from, and I think we exhibit it in a genuine way that's not confrontational and hopefully doesn't feel contrived or unnatural in any way. And I think that's an important thing to distinguish.
You know, at the end of the day, you can have food and wine, and you have that at thousands and thousands of restaurants in the city, but it's this sense of community that we build and the sense of kind of interpersonal relationships that make this place thrive. And that we learned in Wisconsin, without question.